And now, the Goldbergs. Well, a bowling alley can be many things at once. In Lastonbury tonight, it's the occasion for raising money for the Red Cross. For most people, it's an evening of sport. And for the Goldbergs, it was both. And for Mr. Edward Way, well, it was a trial. A spiritual trial of strength. He forced himself to appear in public to face the townspeople. But Way knows how much he's resented for his past. The prison is still in his flesh and mind. Still in the public memory. But he appeared, and people stared. And Way forced himself to play.
Oh, it's not my turn to bowl.
Mr. Way, then it's your turn now.
I'm not sure I got the hang of it.
I'll give it a hang. Come along, Mr. Way.
You bowl, Ma. I'm bowling now.
I go first, don't I, Dr. Tater?
No, let's see. I think so. Sweet is it to die for one's country.
What's that, Dr. Tater?
A quote from Horace, I just remembered.
What does it mean?
It means that Edward Way is here, breathing, walking, playing off his nerves for you.
I don't understand.
If you mean you don't want to talk about it, Dorianne, I can understand you. But if you mean you don't understand me, then I don't understand you. Way is here because of you. He's broken from cover and safely assembled Mrs. Grundy's at Lastonbury for you. Poor man.
They keep staring at him.
Well, he's quite an infamous person. He must feel a very profound emotion about you, Orianne, to face this. I know I couldn't do it.
He came here because he wanted to. Not for me.
Why should he come here? No. No, I'm afraid you're more coveted than you want to admit, Orianne. I love you. And so does Wade. I haven't got a chance with him around. A woman always prefers a man to be sorry for.
Well, you can't imagine how sorry I am for you.
Hmm?
Look at them whispering over there. Why don't you stop them?
I wouldn't dare.
It's your turn, Dr. Taylor.
Right now?
Yeah. Well, I don't have another one.
You have another frame, Paul.
Very well. Well, Dr. Taylor, let's see the hand of the master.
You will. How did you make out, Mr. Way?
Hmm? Oh, I knocked five of them down.
Five? Oh.
All right, so who's down now? I have to get another.
Quite a crowd here tonight.
It's the Red Cross benefit.
I seem to be the main attraction.
People are only a little curious. They'll get over it soon.
I don't care if they do. I can't hide all my life. But I don't intend to. Not now. I'm going to appear everywhere, every day.
What about our partnership? I'm supposed to do the appearing.
Oh, I was going to hide, Orianne. I was going to retire and keep out of sight. But all that's past now. I know what I want, what I can do, and for whom I can do it. That's all a person needs. Sometimes a very little hope can make all the difference between giving up and winning. And you've given me more than a little hope.
Orianne! Yes? Orianne, you play.
Come on, Mr. Way.
Come on. You're not pupil, Mr. Way. Come with me.
Don't.
I'll be right back.
You going to play, Dr.
Taylor?
Yes.
Oh. I think Dr. Taylor's going to say something to that bunch over there.
Ma, this is terrible. Look at everybody.
You think people have sense enough not to keep staring at Mr. Way?
They're trying not to, can't you see?
Well, they're not trying hard enough. What do you think he is, a freak?
Please, Hammond.
Look at the way he is, all tense and nervous. He can hardly hold the ball straight.
He shouldn't have come.
You think he wanted to? He didn't come when we invited him. He knew it would happen. Ma, he can't hide out in the woods the rest of his life.
You go last for you, no, Raven?
Oh, yes, I
forgot. All right, that's your turn, then.
I think we ought to go home right after this game.
Please, Pamela, please.
All right.
Mr. Lee, don't get the hang of it.
Don't get the hang of it? Oh, Jake, I want to ask you something.
I'm really enjoying myself, Molly. Now, what's the score, Sonny?
You have 98.
My eyes feel good tonight. Huh?
Please, Pamela, please.
Goldberg,
Orient of Pamela, will you please, sir? How many times do people have to look at him to be sure he hasn't got horn in the tail?
We'll go home, Maury, and I think it's enough already for tonight. We'll go home. Dr. Cater went over to speak to some of the people. Oh, well, Dr. Cater?
This is a free country, and this is a public place, and we can look at him if he comes here. The argument was unanswerable.
Didn't he say anything?
I said that if ever my father or I had to treat him for a sickness, I guaranteed to kill them all.
Excuse me, please. Excuse me,
Maury. Oh, Anne.
Yes.
There's nothing to be done except to let it wear off. Way was a rich man. He was a prisoner. He was everything these people read about in the newspapers. They're bound to look. Well, the thing is to ignore it.
How can they if you can't?
Well, Edward Way is my rival.
Well, you can't have a rival because you don't have a son.
I can try. If Way has the courage to face these people because of you, I have the courage to face you because of you. And I assure you my courage is greater than his. Because he doesn't love them. But I love you.
Mr. Boyer.
No, Paul, I can't win anyhow, even if I get a strike.
I'm top man, huh?
Yep.
Home and I. That's it. No seat. Home. What do you say, Dr. Cater? I told you to that.
I'm your Waterloo, Mr. Goldberg.
Could be. What do you say, Mr. Way? Another game?
Oh, of course.
I'm awfully tired. I think I'll go home.
What?
Would you mind walking me back, Mr. Way?
No, I'd be glad to. Oh, then we'll...
We'll play our last game for the Red Cross, and then we'll drive back.
I think I'll go now.
I'll get your coat, Orion.
Thank you, Doctor.
Well, come, Molly. I'll roll you a practice one.
Oh, surely. Jake, the family.
You're going home because of me.
No, because of them.
I don't care about them. The public isn't a person to whom we can explain things. I can't reason with them. I can't argue and ask for their help or sympathy. If you understand me, if you know what I want to do, what I feel, the public can do as it likes.
Didn't you have a cat, Orion?
Oh, it's in my pocket.
Hmm? This?
Yes.
Oh, who would believe it? Well, take care of her, Mr. Way.
I shall. Good night.
Good night.
Good night.
Your turn, Dr. Cater.
I think I've missed my turn to good.
Huh?
Oh, just wandering.
All right.
At least I can beat you.
You can try.
Ma, why don't you...
Mr. Wade's so glad to get out of here.
All right, come here. Let's go. Let's go.
Well, that's
a spare
for me, Sammy.
Spare for Dr. Cater.
It's for your father.
The ball slipped.
Your turn, Sammy.
Okay, I'm going.
Go, then.
I think I'll stay out of the game now. You go, Rogley, yes, please.
Quite a strain on Mr. Way, wasn't it?
Yes.
It was very courageous of him.
The men had to break the ice sooner or later.
Mrs. Dolberg! I'm over here.
Telephone! They're coming. Excuse me.
Well, who could be calling?
I don't know.
A call.
I don't know from whom. That's why I'm going to go to answer the phone. I don't know from who.
Oh, please. You can take the phone right here, Mrs. Dolberg.
Oh, thank you very much. Thank you very much. I'll take it, Jake.
So take it already.
Thank you. Hello? Hello, Bodie?
Bodie. So what is it?
What is it, Bodie?
What more?
Yes.
Yes, what?
No.
No what?
You don't say.
So say already.
Well, I'll be down at class if I don't.
What Ma? We have a visitor.
Who?
Imagine a visitor we
who,
have.
Who, Molly? Who?
Just now when Mr. Ray and Orion are walking home together.
So what has that got to do with the visitor?
Because the visitor is Mr. Ray's wife.
And just to the point when Mr. Way forces himself to accept the present, his past life returns. What does his former wife want from the man she once thrust out of her life?